Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The right fielder, Bud Metheny. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Borowy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti takes first base on ball four. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Moses steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is called out on strikes. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eaton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hodgson. Dickey moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Dickey scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Borowy reaches second base with a double. Lindell moves to third. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lindell. Quell reaches second base with a double. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is walked intentionally. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Metheny hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-1 in the game. Keller hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. Eaton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Eaton goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first, with Borowy covering, for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Borowy bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Lindell moves to second. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0 for 2 in the game. Metheny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Metheny reaches second base with a double. Lindell scores. It's 4-0, Yankees. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 2 in the game. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eaton moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lindell is walked intentionally. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Borowy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eaton scoops it up and throws to first, with Borowy covering, for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Metheny is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Kurtwright strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-3 in the game. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keller for the out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Eaton hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. QL hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lindell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Borowy bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Lindell moves to second. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Metheny hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Lindell scores. Crosetti goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Yankees. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-4 in the game. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL juggles the ball. That's an error on QL. Johnson moves to third. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Johnson scores. Keller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Turner strikes out. One out. Moose Salters pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive towards first. Eaton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lindell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Borowy bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Lindell moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Crosetti hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Kurt Wright strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.